I see the warm sun rising. I see it crawl across the morning sky, crawling like a spider, each arm clicking as it moves, now slowly and measured, now quick and precise. Crawling like an infant tapeworm, yearning to be heard by its mother, hungry for recognition of its achievements, and not just of the shadow cast by a past never forgotten and never healed. These are the consequences of smoking. These are the miracles a Boilermaker performs. Rise, great star in the sky. Rise as you always do. Rise to shower us with your beautiful ultraviolet radiation. Welcome, Seekers. It is I, your headmaster. Knower of songs that were never written and will never exist. Lurker for those who can no longer lurk on their own. And I bring to you the Montevera Chronicle. Drama is brewing in the OGM as fishermen and sailors commence their semi-annual cycle of controversial contention. During these times, civilians of Montevera often find it best to stay away from the ports, the beach, and the fish market, as the altercations between the two sects of the guild can become rather nasty. Typically, it'll start with a colorful assortment of the foulest and most hurtful yo mama jokes, and it escalates from there in what can only be described as a natural progression toward informal crochet. After this frightful first round, it's usually the sailors who, with the approval of the Council of Montevera, of course, begin the process of necromancy. Typically, the fishermen will don their hyper-dimensional bandanas and beg the astral sentience for help. But this is more of a formality. Everyone knows those sentience never get involved. After that, it's anyone's guess how the events will unfold. Anyone likes guessing how events will unfold. It makes her feel like she matters. Like someone is finally paying attention to her. Of course, someone never pays attention to her. Someone is always off with his friends, bar hopping. Still, you should all avoid venturing into those parts of town, at least until the contention is over. The engineers at the mine of New Beginnings believe they have found something important. Not dragon bones. We'd all love if they found dragon bones. But they assure us that, after 4 months of work paid for by our taxes, that what they found is important. How important, you ask? Here's what they said. Very. If I didn't know any better, I would know worse. I am eager to learn what this important thing is that they found, especially since it appears that they've ceased excavations for the day to witness the unveiling of the important thing. I'll keep you posted as they keep me posted, Seekers. Hey, what's going on out there? I'm a bit surprised by this, but it appears we have an unexpected guest in the shrine. He's causing quite a bit of commotion with my secretary and... Just a minute, Seekers. I have to go see what's wrong. Hey! Hey, you can't do
Ew.
That.
Ah!
Come here. Take it. My little... No. Get that back. No. Give it. Come here, help me out. No. Ow! That's it. Ah!
I apologize about that, Seekers. It seems there was an unfortunate misunderstanding, and as it happens, the so-called unexpected guest was not unexpected at all. In fact, the oracles of Tongath had sent my office a sealed letter predicting the arrival of this guest some 3 years ago, and I guessed we lost that letter. Probably because nobody ever listens to those old nonsensical crones anyway. Well, since our guest is here with us, why don't we turn over the mic and let him introduce himself? Thanks for joining us. Tell me, have you heard from Trozu Guru and his two hunters? Good. And did they tell... Oh my. Oh no. But why hasn't anyone warned us? I understand. Thank you. And don't worry, I won't say anything. I'm having a hard time believing it, but... You heard it yourselves. And I'm sure I don't have to tell you, this must remain our secret. At least until, well, you know. The shrouded merchant of yonder has set up shop, cat a corner, to the Church of the Eversworn Beasts bake sale. Apparently, it made sense to host both events simultaneously, since the amount of body he generated in a single place would be enough to lure the mole people out of their holes. This is always good for business. We tried to approach the shrouded merchant of yonder, but as we drew near to him, he was somehow always farther away. And I felt like I wanted to speak, but no sounds came out of my mouth. And I wanted to run. But as we drew near to him, as we tried to run, a sense of terror began to spread outwards from my chest, filling me with a debilitating fear of the unknown. It's no wonder everyone loves this guy. He's got a really nice table with all sorts of swag and pamphlets about the newly proposed wind shrine. Better get there soon, Seekers. I hear he has those little slinkies that you can push down the stairs, and they look like they're walking down the stairs all by themselves. But in reality, they never moved, and you dreamt the whole thing. I love those. The Dynama Dojo finally announced its name. You'll never guess it. The Dynama Dojo. They also revealed that the mysterious guru who will be taking on the role of Master Chief is none other than Bruce Lee Guru. As you know, I had been tipped off about the guru's secret identity. As you don't know, the tip I received was utterly and completely wrong and a lie. The truth is, I don't know very much about Master Chief Bruce Lee Guru, but as headmaster of the Shrine of Yonder, I intend to become very informed on the matter. I've already sent word for him to fill out a formal identification of unknown longtime Master Guru's document. and I do expect it to be back shortly. We'll get to the bottom of this. I promise. The Dark Raven Elders of the Church of the Eversworn Beast will be present at the bake sale. If you've ever wanted your own private audience with any one of the Dark Raven Elders, this is your chance. You can discuss matters of theology, dark theology, purple theology, spectral theology, and dead soul cupcake recipes, you know, like your grandma used to make when you were just a small maggot festering on dead corpses. You'll find the elders standing near the altar where the ageless goat sits. Go there and kiss the goat's hooves. The elders will take you into a room of conversation. From that point forward, it is up to you and your imaginary friends to keep the conversation going. Try not to bring your imaginary enemies. The elder will simply listen. I've received two letters, Seekers. One from Trozoguru in the Unwelcome Wood, and another from Bruce Liguru from the Dynamo Dojo. That didn't take long at all, did it? The letter from Trozoguru reads, "It's very dark here. The skilled hunter has a torch, but it hardly does much to light the path. It's as if the darkness itself were alive, watching us, toying with us. Something is very wrong here, something unnatural." The unskilled hunter keeps tripping over his own feet. I didn't really want to bring him, but you know, that's how those best hunter, worst hunter deals go. I haven't heard any insidious wailing as of yet. We expect that'll start at night. I'm not sure how I'll know the difference between day and night in this place. I suppose the insidious wailing. We did find animal corpses with their innards ripped out and strewn all about. You know, like Mama used to do. That's all it says, Seekers. I guess he just wanted to rub off his fun times in our face. Uncouth, if you ask me. As for the letter from Bruce Liguru, it's not a letter at all, just the filled out form I requested. Now we'll finally get some answers. Favorite color? Green. Favorite food? Spaghetti. Ah. Favorite music? Don't believe music is real. So, jazz. Ha! Last time you rode a bike? Yesterday. Oh. That gives us a lot to go on, Seekers. At least now we understand. At least now we can empathize. We are receiving a live feed from the unveiling of the important thing at the Mine of New Beginnings. Boring. I guess nothing's going on there. It really blows. I was hoping for some excitement. Finally, Seekers, a message from Cyber Guru 2000, one of the future gurus that do not yet exist and may not ever exist. Light is not light without darkness. Darkness is not darkness without light. They define each other. Up exists in relation to down. In exists only in relation to out. Alive exists in relation to dead. But without one, the other vanishes into irrelevance. As such, each is both the source and the end of the other. If you can take this in and see it for what it truly means, then perhaps you are already more enlightened than you know. Farewell, seekers, and never forget to spend time with your guru.